Welcome to the CGMAP Prayer Line Devotion for the day, and I want you to get your Bibles out and turn with me, if you will, to Genesis chapter 39. And I just want to leave a word with you about finding favor, finding favor. And look, if you will, to the first verse of Genesis 39. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was prosperous, a prosperous man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did prosper in his hands. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had put into his hand. I think it's important to note that wherever we are, God can find a way for us to receive favor from those we're around or in the circumstance we're in. Even if we think we're off course, even if we've been sold away, so to speak, like Joseph, and put in a precarious position, one not out of design, God is able to find a way in the midst of that to show his love, show his devotion, show his care for us. And so, even if you seem to be in a difficult strait or in a position where it seems like you shouldn't have been and you can't believe you're in this position, if you'll keep your eyes upon the Lord and keep your faith upon him and recognize his lordship and that he loves you and cast your care upon him, God will show forth his favor. I remember a while back, I had an employer who I really liked a lot, a boss, and he had to move on, and a new boss or new manager came in, and I wasn't comfortable at all with the gentleman. He seemed like he was hot-headed, everything else, and very difficult to deal with. And I said, I'm not going to survive this, and you know, I'm going to really have a difficult time. And it seemed to be that as time went on, as I showed my gifts and abilities, and I began to recognize that, hey, he might lose his temper at times, but he seems to be great at forgiving, forgetting, and if he says something at you harshly, it's over. He doesn't bring it up again. It's done. He just wants you to do something about it. And soon I began to understand some different things in his life, and I began to minister to him, and he blessed me with a lot of things and knowledge that he gave me. It was a situation I had been thrown into, not of my desire. I really liked the previous manager and our personalities meshed. But as time went on, this new manager and I became very loyal and helpful to one another. I want you to know that God can be with you, even if a situation seems so uncomfortable and difficult. He can prosper you, just like Joseph was prospered. He kept his spirit settled. He tried to take in the circumstance and the environment, and God had him not just make the best of it, but would see him through it in a very powerful way throughout his time in Potiphar's house, etc., and his sojourn in Egypt. God can see you through. You can find favor in God's love and in the eyes of man and God. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus, bless each and every one who's called in today to the prayer line. Minister to them and help them to see that place where they can find favor with you. As we recline our hearts and minds to you, put our burdens, our past guilts, our difficulties, everything on the altar of God, and move forward in the power of the Lord. And let you help us, whether we're seemingly in the pit or in a difficult strait or in a household we shouldn't be or in whatever case or environment it might be in, we can find the grace to bring us through, the grace to carry us on, and the grace of God to help us to see the favor of God and the mercy of God and those around about us and the environment seem to almost be altered by the hand of God so it becomes a blessed and prosperous situation. We thank you and we praise you, God. You are my all in all. You are my El Shaddai. You are all I have need of. Direct my paths. Forgive my sins. Help my brothers and sisters who have called in today. Minister to them. Give health and strength and love and mercy in whatever circumstance they're going through. If they can find the mercy and the grace of God and see the Lord prosper them, touch them, heal them, bless them. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you today. Thank you for being with us in the prayer line. I pray something I said minister to you today. If you need to reach us at CGMF, call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Our website's easy to get to as well. It's cgmfinc.weebly.com. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Till next time on the prayer line.